Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios. Streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports on this lovely draft day. And joining us now to break it all down is ESPN Daily Wager's Anita Marks. Anita, I know today and this season is incredibly busy for you, so we're so excited and very grateful to have you with us. First question for you, what do the sports books look like for the Tennessee Titans and their first round pick?
Well, I think a lot of people are expecting the Tennessee Titans to try to trade up. Right now, everybody's expecting the Carolina Panthers to take Bryce Young, then the Houston Texans, they're at two. Is it going to be Tyree Wilson? Is it going to be Will Anderson? I think with the connections with the new head coach in Alabama, it's going to be Will Anderson. And then what happens with Arizona? They've come out, they said that they are not going to, they're looking to trade that number three pick and C.J. Stroud, more than likely, obviously, if Young does go to the Panthers, is going to be sitting there. So a lot of people are anticipating the Tennessee Titans to potentially trade up with the Arizona Cardinals and go after C.J. Stroud at that number three pick. At least that's what the sports books are looking like. They're anticipating. And I think a number of people who cover the NFL are as well.
Anita Marks is with us, ESPN's Daily Wager. A wild day in Vegas when Will Levis, in the matter of 24 hours, went from plus 4,000 to plus 400 to be the number two overall pick. What was your take on that movement with Will Levis?
Yeah, listen, I've done a lot of research. I've spoken to a lot of scouts, a few general managers, a few agents. And I just, everything that I'm hearing is that Will Levis is a lot of smoke. Of course, just a few days ago, we had heard, the rumor came out that he was telling his friends and family that he was going to be the number one overall pick.
Right.
We saw the numbers change immensely when that rumor. Here's the thing, and I would love to try to help people win some money. I'm sorry, my dogs are excited about my hit with you guys today. But,
about Will Levis, but, I'm sure. They're big Kentucky fans.
If they've seen pictures of Will Levis, I'm sure they're excited about it. if they've seen him play football or they've seen game film, I don't know, not so much. But, here's the thing. General managers, owners, they don't want to let anyone know what they're doing, number one. And number two, a lot of this is smoke and mirrors, right? Like, a lot of times, there are teams that will throw out certain rumors to try to get other teams to do things. So, that's what, in my opinion, this is what makes the draft tonight so exciting and so fun, is, what's true? What's false? What was thrown out there to get a reaction from another team to potentially use draft leverage to move up or move down or trade or pick a certain player? I think that's what makes it so exciting. And obviously those rumors out there move the needle and change the numbers for a lot of these odds makers. So, it's going to be fun how this all plays out. Again, top five, I've got Young going to Carolina. I've got Will Anderson going to Houston. Arizona looking to trade that pick. Is it Tennessee? Is it Houston? There's some talk out there that Houston wants to trade their number 12 pick and move up and take Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud. I'm pretty confident that Anthony Richardson's going to go to the Colts at four, by the way, more so than Will Levis. And I have Jalen Carter going to the Seattle Seahawks at 5. So those are my first 5 picks.
We'll talk with Anita Marks. Hello, my friend. How are you doing? It's a long time no hear.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute, boo. It's been a minute.
Yes,
how
it
are
has.
You? Good
I
to
am,
hear your voice.
I've been doing well. Just enjoying Nashville. And I'm sure you heard many great things about our city. So, but in regards to defensive players, Anita, is Will Anderson, are the numbers heavy on Will Anderson's side that he will be the first defensive player chosen?
I believe so. The knock on him, the negative on him, is that he doesn't have that first initial explosive step. Mm-hmm. You know, other than that, I mean, that's the only negative I've heard about him. So, and again, I think with the ties of, the new head coach and his ties with Alabama, and there are some question marks about Wilson. Listen, I'm all about a big man running fast. You're talking about a guy who's 6'6", 270, who put up a solid 40 time is great. But I'm hearing from the scouts I've spoken to more knocks on Wilson than Anderson. So I do believe it's going to be Anderson. I wouldn't be shocked if it's Wilson. But everything I'm hearing is that it's going to be Anderson. He'll be the first non-quarterback taken in this year's draft at 2.
Now, has the biggest swing as far as odds, has it been Will Levis or has it been another player?
Yeah, I mean, Will Levis, well, actually, Bryce Young has been the biggest swing, you know, for at least the first 2 months. When, you know, the odds hit the board, it was C.J. Stroud. Everybody thought C.J. Stroud would be the number one quarterback taken. You know, here's the thing, guys. I don't like any of these quarterbacks. They all have warts. And I hate that word, and I just used it. They all have warts, right? Like Bryce Young, he's so – like, when he walks over to the sideline to talk to Nick Saban, they're eye to eye. And Nick Saban is shorter than me. So – you know, so and there's scouts out there who don't believe that no matter how much gym time and how many, you know, pounds of pasta Bryce Young eats, he'll never surpass 200 pounds. That's a huge concern. You know, C.J. Stroud, lack of accuracy, doesn't throw wide receivers open. You know, there's a lot of people who don't believe that Will Levis will ever amount to a starting quarterback in the NFL. To me, Anthony Richardson is the biggest wild card here, right? Mm-hmm. Because I've had scouts tell me that with the right training, okay, and coaching, he could be better than Lamar Jackson. He could be better than Cam Newton. So if I was a team in need of a quarterback in the future, I think your best shot is to draft Anthony Richardson. But am I drafting Anthony Richardson in the top 5? No, I'm not. I'm not. I actually believe that the quarterback class for next season is going to be the head and shoulders 1,000 times better than this. So if I'm a team that's in need of a quarterback, you know, I'm going to either look for a really great player outside of the quarterback position, or I'm going to be looking to trade down to stockpile my picks for next year. That's what I'm doing.
Anita Marks is with us from ESPN's The Daily Wager. And Anita, I'm going to give you full disclosure. I used to be one of those guys years ago. I was like, why would anybody want to watch the draft? You know, I was now, yeah. Now we see that it's always something good. Now this is a relatively new thing, betting on things that go on during the draft. I don't know about that, but I want to ask, for people that love to do it, they're going to make a night of it, they're going to have a lot of fun, they're going to gather somewhere. What should somebody's strategy be if you're going to try to put a little coin down on the draft?
Okay, so a few things. I'm going to give you my top draft picks, okay? So right now, again, I think it's going to be Bryce Young, Will Anderson, and C.J. Stroud. I think that's going to be your 1, 2, and 3. You could actually wager on that parlay that those will be the first, second, and third player taken. You get that at even money, okay? Anthony Richardson, I do believe he's going to go to the Colts at 4. You could wager on that at 2-1. if you don't think he's going to go to the Colts, but you do believe that, I do believe that he's going to be taken early. Like I said, because I think he's the biggest wild card, and he potentially has the highest ceiling. So I do believe that he's going to go in the top eight, and you can get that at plus 160. I do believe that there's going to be five quarterbacks that are taken in the first round. There's added incentive in doing that, because if you draft a quarterback in the first round, you get him for an option year six. So I do believe that Hendon Hooker, quarterback for Tennessee, is going to go in the first round, and you can get that at minus 130. I do believe that Kincaid will be the first tight end taken over the tight end from Notre Dame, Mayer, and you could get that at plus 145. I'm hearing that the Patriots want an offensive lineman, and they love Darnell Wright. So I'm going to wager that the Patriots go offensive lineman at plus 225. I'm also hearing that Tennessee wide receiver Hyatt potentially could be the second wide receiver taken in this draft. I'm going to go that he goes in the first round at plus 250. And also, I do believe that the running back from Texas, Robinson, will either go to Atlanta or Philadelphia in the top 10, and you can get that at plus 110. Those are my favorite picks and plays right now. So I've already laid those.
Okay.
I've already put those in. I've already gone to the window with those plays.
Okay.
Now my advice to everybody else is sit back, have a list together, do your due diligence, see what the experts out there are saying, who's going where, follow the draft, and do some in draft wagering.
Okay.
So as I just said, the Patriots, I know they like Darnell Wright. I know they want an offensive lineman. As we get to pick number 14, and if Darnell Wright is still on the board, do some live in wagering and put some money on Darnell Wright, because I'm hearing that that's who they covet.
Okay, is there anything that you would say, like if you're sitting with your buddy, I'm sitting here with Derek, and Derek and I are at the draft, and he says, hey, Willie, I just bet on this, and I just put my hands in my head and I say, what are you thinking? Is there any advice you would say, do not do this with your draft strategy? Stay away from these types of bets.
Do not do this. The draft is so crazy, guys. Go back the last 3, 4, 5 years that the draft now has become. Listen, tonight is a big event, right? Like, since it has become a big, don't you feel like every draft is like, even when the Giants drafted Daniel Jones, and I live here and I've covered the team, I was like, whoa, Daniel Jones just got drafted in the top 10. Are you kidding me? I used another word, but this is a family show. I can't say what I actually said. But, like, man, crazy stuff happens. Crazy stuff is going to happen tonight, guys. I think there's going to be a ton of trades, by the way. I think there's going to be at least 5-6 trades tonight, possibly in the first round. How about that?
I probably would have told you don't bet on the Titans trading A.J. Brown on draft night last year, and we saw how that turned out.
That would happen.
Anita Marks is with us. Last one for you, Anita. Why are you saying Anthony Richardson 4 to Indianapolis? Is that what you're hearing? Is that just a hunch?
Well, like I said, I do believe that Anthony Richardson has the biggest ceiling. I feel that there's so much raw talent there. Right. Like, and Mason, you, Derek, you could attest to this, right? Like, there's quarterbacks out there, like pocket collapses, right? And then all of a sudden, like, you know, they're scrambling for their life. And all of a sudden now you're 2nd and 18. Anthony Richardson is that kind of quarterback that, like, he could just make magic work where, you know, he just has this athleticism and this uncanny ability to evade that. So now, you know, few times than often now you're back on 2nd and 10 as opposed to 2nd and 18. You know, that holds a lot of weight with a lot of scouting departments. Like, and he's so raw that if a team gets their hands on him and can really coach him up and really teach him for the next 2 or 3 years, the sky's the limit. And on top of that, in regard to the new head coach who's now with the Colts coming over, offensive coordinator from the Philadelphia Eagles, all you have to do now is implement your playbook that you used with Jalen Hurts. You're talking about the same skill set, possibly better. So I think there's a lot of reasons there why the Colts are looking at Anthony Richardson over Will Levis.
Well, thank you, Anita. We appreciate it, and thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it. It's been a while since I heard your voice.
I know. So great to hear your voice, my friend. You guys enjoy tonight. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be a wild carpet ride. Hopefully you wrote down all those are my favorite picks. Like I said, I've already gone to the window. So hopefully we will have made some people some money today in Tennessee. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us, Anita. Enjoy the draft tonight. D-Base has got a wild take. And we'll get into that coming up next in your thoughts as well. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, do not miss Nashville's best NFL draft coverage on 1025 and 1063, The Game. Join Jared Stillman, D-Mace, and Chris Sanders as they broadcast live tonight from Twin Peaks and Cool Springs, home of the 29-degree beer. They will be live starting at 6 o'clock with all of your pre-draft coverage and, of course, live reactions to every single pick tonight in the NFL draft. So you do not want to miss that. That'll be on 1025 and 1063, The Game. Tonight, I want to get into your thoughts because you've got a lot of thoughts on what the Titans should do tonight, what you think the Titans are going to do tonight. But D-Mace has got a hot take as far as the quarterbacks are concerned. Not a quarterback we've been talking a whole lot about.
Nah, and now should be. I mean, listen, I brought this guy up over a month ago. Not necessarily because I think he's a first-round draft pick, and I don't think he is, but I think, you know, he's a guy that is a little bit older, but he has all the skills. He has the skill sets that you need to win games. Now, could he win you a championship? I don't know. It's yet to be seen if any of these guys can win championships. You believe the top two guys can win you a championship more times than not, or the odds of them winning a championship is higher than anybody else's, but we just don't know. But to me, Stetson Bennett, and this, and whether you like him or not, you know, like a Georgia fan or not, the guy's a good quarterback. And he was one of the best. If you're just looking at what he's been able to do over the last 2 years, especially this season, not having, you know, some of the weapons that he had in previous seasons, what he was able to do and lead that team to back-to-back championships. And we can really say he did more this year for them to win it than he did last year.
He definitely did more.
Exactly.
Last year, I viewed Stetson Bennett, or I guess 2 years ago, 2021. Mm-hmm. He's a passenger.
Exactly.
All he needs
Absolutely.
To do is hand the ball off, short screens to the massive tight end, mm-hmm. and it was the defense that won that championship. This year, Stetson Bennett at least did more.
Yeah, he had to do more.
He was a factor.
He was a leader. He made plays when he needed to make plays. He placed the ball where you want your leader and your top player to place balls. You want a quarterback to do. He did all these things. He is a winner. And I know that alone shouldn't be like, oh, he's going to get drafted first round or number one because he's a winner. We've seen a lot of winners at the quarterback position but couldn't come into the NFL and replicate that sort of winning pattern, a winning tradition. But he is a quarterback that sort of checks a lot of the boxes that you want to see. It's not like he doesn't do any one thing great or one thing bad. He does everything really good to good. He's above average when you're talking about college quarterbacks. He's a guy that I believe that if you wanted to draft him in the second round and allow him to sit a year and then sort of put him in, he can win games for you. He can be a starting quarterback in this league. He's displayed enough, at least in my eyes, that tells me, again, all these quarterbacks, if you go to the right system, look at, you know, Brock Purdy or some of these other quarterbacks. They go to the right system, at the right time with the right coaching, they can be above average quarterbacks, or they can be good to great quarterbacks.
What do you think Stetson Bennett can be in the NFL?
I think Stetson Bennett can be a starter in the NFL
with the right team. You're crazy.
With the right team. If he goes to the right team, okay, because we all do this. We believe that Kyle Shanahan is probably second or third when it comes to offensive minds.
Definitely top three.
Yeah, top three. He's definitely top
three. Andy Reid.
I put Andy first. McVay probably second, or Sean Payton second.
Sean
now
Payton.
That he's back in, I will put him second, then McVay, and then Shanahan. So we put Stetson Bennett in a Shanahan coached offense. What do you think he is?
I guess Jimmy Garoppolo got his team to the Super Bowl
in
a Kyle Shanahan offense. But also, I don't know if Stetson Bennett can do what Jimmy Garoppolo can do.
He can do everything, Jimmy. Have we watched him for 2 years? He moves well in the pocket. He can throw the football. He can make it just about.
He doesn't have the strongest arm. You think his arm is good enough.
But you don't need to have the strongest arm in a McVay offense. What is it? Not a McVay, Kyle Shanahan's offense. What of it? A lot of screens, intermediate routes, crossing routes, stuff like that. So we don't have to throw it deep. They're running basically the same offense here. Do you see them chucking the ball deep? No. Play action, hit those middle and those intermediate routes to those crossing routes.
What about the outside? Can he throw outside the numbers to the sideline enough?
I think he can throw it well enough to play in this league. Yes.
Okay. Let me throw out just a couple guys who were great.
I'm not saying he's a first rounder. I'm not saying that.
Sure.
I'm not saying that.
Well, one of the things that's emerged is the market for mid to late round quarterback prospects is smaller because a lot of them are staying in school because of NIL. You heard Tim Hasselbeck talk about Sam Hartman, who was at Wake Forest. Instead of going pro, he's going to Notre Dame. And he's going to probably make more money and obviously he's going to play more than he would be if he's sitting with a clipboard as a guy trying to make an NFL team.
Tyler Buchner just transferred to Alabama.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a lot of that swirling around where quarterbacks are less likely to come out early, especially if they have opportunities to make pretty good money and continue to develop and be maybe more NFL ready when their eligibility runs out. So Bennett is probably a guy that will benefit from that.
He did benefit from it.
He absolutely is going to. So here's my question, though. Let me throw some A.J. McCarron, Greg McElroy. I'm trying to think of some other examples of really good college quarterbacks on great teams who were not huge pro prospects. Like, what separates Bennett from those two guys? They got in there some. They turned out to be backups. Yeah. They played a little bit. They had their time. They never really made it as starters.
The difference is, with the exception of probably McElroy, and even with him, let's say with him, they didn't have to, not at one point in their career, unless I'm wrong, and I could be wrong, they had to carry the team. Not one time they had to carry the team.
Yeah.
Stetson Bennett had to do that last year more than twice. He had to do his part in order for them. Look at the championship game, what he had to do. So he had to do his part.
I don't know. How much did he have to do in the championship?
Well, there was plays he had to make in that game.
Against Ohio State. Yeah, and in the college football playoff.
He really, they went back and forth.
That was a good game.
He had to make sure he had to do his part as a quarterback and some to win that game. Because that was basically a track meet for everybody. The defenses was obsolete in that game. But the offenses had to step up, and Stetson Bennett stepped up. Not one, there wasn't many times that whether the two Alabama guys, McElroy and
McCarron,
I don't think
St. Louis Battlehawks quarterback AJ McCarron to you.
There we go. I don't think they ever had
to
put this team on their shoulders and carry them, because they always had that talent around them, immense talent in their defense, with the exception of 2 years ago, and we talked about it, he was just basically a passenger. He was just don't mess it up. But this year, this past season, they asked him to do more because they lost guys on the defense. They lost guys on offense, so he had to step up.
But it was still the best defense in college football.
But you don't win some of those games. The plays he was making against UT, he had to make those plays. He had to make those throws. What I'm saying is, listen, we know Georgia has a great team. I understand that, personnel-wise. They recruit well. But he did more this season than I think these other quarterbacks, not named Bryce Young, did for their team. But I'm not saying he's better than them. If you look at it, there's only really been one guy that had to do more, and that was Bryce Young. C.J. Stroud, as much as I love him, we know the deal there.
Yeah.
And I think he still would be a – he will be an all-pro player, I believe, C.J. Stroud.
Got a lot of thoughts on this in the text line, and yes, we will get into those coming up next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline Willie DeMays, 1025-1063 The Game.
They go to the right system at the right time with the right coaching. They can be above average quarterbacks, so they can be good to great quarterbacks.
What do you think Stetson Bennett can be in the NFL?
I think Stetson Bennett can be a starter in the NFL
with the right team. You're crazy.
With the right team. If he goes to the right team.
Stetson Bennett superfan, Derek Mason.
Yes.
We'll get your thoughts on it. But first, be the first person to answer Willie's trivia question correctly, and you will win a pair of tickets to see the Outlaw Music Festival at First Bank Amphitheater on September 10th. The concert features Willie Nelson, Bobby Weir, and Wolf Brothers, Los Lobos, and Particle Kid. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. The first person with the correct answer to Willie's trivia question. Willie, take it away.
All right. We had a little reminiscing earlier in the show with Derek Mason talking about his draft day experience in 1997. He was picked by, at that point, the Tennessee Oilers. Now, here's the question. 1997 draft. There's a lot of speculation this year. Paris Johnson Jr. from Ohio State, offensive tackle, could be in the mix for definitely in the first round. Maybe the Titans. Who knows? You'll hear that name. A tackle from Ohio State was the first overall pick in 1997. Who was this Buckeye? 615-737-1025 to get the tickets.
I know who it is.
An offensive tackle from Ohio State was the first overall pick in 1997, the year that Derek Mason entered the NFL. 615-737-1025. Can you name this enormous man who liked to pancake people? He was pretty good.
Oh, he was really good. Yes. Damn good.
Did he have a successful career in the NFL?
Oh, very successful.
Oh, definitely.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Yes.
He's got a ring.
Yeah.
He's got a ring. That's all I'm going
to
tell you.
All right. Mm-hmm. The first person with the correct answer to that, Willie's trivia question, will win a pair of tickets to see Outlaw Music Festival at First Bank Amphitheater. Let's get your text, 615-737-1025. It's draft day. It's your day. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Frederick texts in, says, what would the Titans think about taking Jake Haener in the fourth round? Jake Haener, the quarterback out of Fresno State.
Mm-hmm.
If he's the best player on your board at that point, then I guess. But it's an awful – let's say you take a quarterback in the first round. You're not taking Jake Haener in the fourth round.
Well, okay. This brings up another thing that I've had on my mind about what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. Okay? Because it never fails. We're going to be grading the pick and everything like that. But with all this hype, all this excitement about maybe drafting the next quarterback.
Uh-huh.
If they don't draft a quarterback, will there be a lot of backlash? Oh, how come you didn't get the quarterback? You know, there's going to be some of those people, right?
I'm sure there will be.
So I think if you're Rand Carthon, you have to, again, stay away from, I have to win the press conference. You don't win the Super Bowl necessarily on winning the press conference at draft day.
Right.
It's smart plays. Let the draft come to you. Maybe it's the quarterback, but maybe it's not. I just feel like, again, don't chase the one guy necessarily unless that guy is out there for a really good deal. But I do wonder, he's going to have to take the podium late tonight, tomorrow, or when they sort of process the whole thing and maybe they do one on Monday. We're like, why didn't you take the quarterback, man? You didn't take the quarterback? These quarterbacks were out there. Why didn't you take one? You just heard our last guest.
Mm-hmm.
She She wasn't all that fired up about these quarterbacks.
No.
Being the guy.
No,
she's not alone in that either.
Yeah. Yeah, I think not that, alone.
There's quite a few people that probably think that way, especially looking at this year's class compared to potentially what next year's class can look like. I think people are saying next year's class is probably more than likely the better class if you want a quarterback. With these, the Titans are in a, if they don't get a quarterback, say if Arizona decides not to move out of three and the Titans don't get a quarterback, then people are going to be saying, well, why didn't you move up to try to move up to three to get a quarterback? So I guess they're in as far as winning the press conference, they're in a no-win battle unless they get a quarterback. You know, because if you don't, you're going to get criticized.
If you do.
Yeah, if you do and it's not the right guy, they feel you're going to get criticized. So
it's interesting because I think more times than not, your team going to get a quarterback lights the fan base on fire. They get so excited about it. I think that there's part of the fan base that does feel that way. But I, just from, reading our texts in the text line, listening to callers, feeling a vibe that I get for a lot of Titans fans, that there is a good population of Titans fans that don't want the Titans to do that. That look at it and just say, hey, be a little bit more conservative. Stay at 11, trade back, get an offensive lineman. It's not a sexy pick, but just, we've seen how poorly this team performs when the offensive line is as bad as it was last year. So I think that whatever the Titans do tonight, there's going to be a group of people that are excited about it. There's going to be a group of people that think they're wrong, no matter what it is. But I just want to remind everyone that you can't grade a draft. You can't evaluate a draft class before they take snaps in the NFL. I don't think it's fair to grade a draft pick until like 2, 3, 4 years into the future. Because if I could grade the Titans first round last year, I would say D. Mm-hmm. Trading away A.J. Brown and then drafting Treylon Burks, who wasn't able to stay healthy. But in 3 years, Treylon Burks could be a Pro Bowler. Mm-hmm. And then that trade looks really smart.
Oh, yeah.
That you got younger and cheaper. Right. So I think you need to let it give it some time before you really evaluate a draft class, a draft pick, whatever it might be. Because you could look at the 2017 draft and say, there's only one good quarterback in this year's draft. It's Mitch Trubisky. Mm-hmm. Well, Patrick Mahomes got taken in that draft. So you never know how things go.
Mitch.
And I think, I think some of those same people, they say, well, just be patient. Let the draft, you got so many other spots to fill. Draft an offensive lineman. But that's some of those same people are saying, because next year's draft is the draft for quarterbacks.
And next year's draft after
roll,
that.
I can't roll the dice and, predict we will even be in a position to draft one of these quarterbacks, Drake May or Caleb Williams or whoever else, because there are going to be one or two other quarterbacks that come out that just wow everybody. Well, we can't bank on, just get your offensive lineman or your receiver or whoever, and we'll just wait till next year to get our quarterback. No, you can't do that.
And it's going to be the reaction, I know, and I will never tell fans how they should feel.
Oh, yeah.
But give it some time. Give it some time. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Right back into your phones coming up next. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game. So excited to hear that little chime tonight. Draft day is here. Tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball tonight at 6:35 p.m. on 94.9 The Fan. The Sounds take on the Omaha Storm Chasers, the AAA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Sounds Baseball and 94.9 The Fan presented by 312 Pizza, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Family Leisure. Unless we have thoughts?
Well, real quick, let's give the answer. By the way, when I hear that little sound thing, I think during the pandemic, and we all had nothing to do, my son and his good buddy from the neighborhood, they put together a draft for TikTok, but they were drafting what slice of the pizza you would take in the first round and the second round. It was pretty well done.
That is good.
They had nothing but time on their hands because nobody could go anywhere or anything. So we were watching college football, and they did this whole thing with shirts and ties, and you know, I announced the pick. I was the commissioner, and they came after them. I mean, it was all in. It was all in. Oh, so that was good.
How creative we had to be to keep ourselves busy you know, over a year.
And then one of them would break down the pick. You know, they had the telestrator. They circled the pizza with the, you know, I like the corner slice here. It's really well done. The crusty outside.
So it must have been a square pizza, pan pizza.
It was a square pizza. Yeah. So they ordered over the corner piece as opposed to the piece with no crust in the middle. It was a good debate. It killed a whole night for us. We got on to the next day.
I can
day.
See it.
Yeah. We were one day closer to being out of the pandemic.
On to the next day, and have to find a completely new, different thing
exactly.
to draft.
Another way to waste time.
Gonna have to get creative with it.
So our draft question today, the first pick in the draft that Derek was a part of, was Orlando Pace, 1997. The big fella. St. Louis Rams, who were a bad team, obviously, that had the first pick, but a couple years later, Orlando Pace is part of a great Rams team that beat the Titans in the Super Bowl. So you and Orlando were on collision course.
Created show
Derek
on turf.
Picked in the same draft.
Yeah.
By the way, side note.
He won a Super Bowl.
The first pick in the 93 draft for Major League Baseball. There's a trivia question for you. That was the draft that I was in. So who was the first pick in the draft that I was in?
Willie wouldn't know that one.
I was a 25th rounder. Yeah. So who was the first pick?
Damn.
In 93.
You don't look a day over a first rounder,
Willie. Right. That's right. Well, I was not close to the first round. But here's the other thing we got to discuss. When we give the trivia question, what do we say every day?
Don't
text the text line the answer.
Yeah, text
but
the
how
text
many
line.
People texted the text line today?
About 30.
You can't win.
You can't win, Ron.
I understand there are some people in their cars or listening on their home speakers. Or I have to let you know it's Orlando Pace.
That's what we need to do. We need to get Adrian from Rocky III going, you can't win.
You can't win. Do not text.
That's the soundbite. Nick, find that soundbite. Is it Rocky III or Rocky IV when she says you can't win?
It was Rocky III because he was fighting Clubber Lang.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Let's get into some of your draft thoughts.
Don't text the answer in. You have to call. Somebody did call, though. We have a winner, so congratulations.
Congratulations. Enjoy the festival. Enjoy Willie Nelson.
All right, now we can go to the text line.
Phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com. One texter texts in and says, get linemen and receivers and a defensive player. Look at how excited everyone was about Malik, and he's a bust. Go get Cedric Tillman. He's a dog. Getting Malik Willis in the third round. And him not working out, not looking like he's your quarterback of the future, doesn't mean you should never draft another quarterback again. In fact, it means that you should get back out there and go find another quarterback because this one is not your quarterback of the future. Cedric Tillman is a dog, though.
Yeah, I mean, Cedric Tillman, I would draft him late second, third round. But that's not going to, negate me from looking at the quarterback position. And if I can get the guy that we all want as a GM, then I'm going to do what's necessary, to go up and get it. That's if everyone's on the same page and everyone's saying, hey, listen, this is what we need to do to get that quarterback. So get him. Well, I'm going to get him. So, but Cedric Tillman would be a great pick too. Late second for third round.
What does your text in about your boy? Stetson Bennett. Mr. Stetson Bennett. This is what you're forgetting with Stetson Bennett is how he behaves off the field. That arrogance will get him in trouble. While he has natural talent, I don't think he has the heart and desire that someone like Justin Fields possesses, who plays through injury and never complains that he has no offensive line and has to scramble not to get killed. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say somebody is upset about getting beat by Stetson Bennett in the college football playoff.
Because, I know he got arrested for drunkenness, public intoxication. I know he got arrested for that. Has there been something else that came out that I'm not aware of?
There are a lot of people, a lot of Alabama, Tennessee, Florida fans who don't like how cocky Stetson Bennett is. And I think it's
if
more
he was
so,
your quarterback, you would love it.
He would love it.
Again, y'all know what I said about that. I love it. If that's how you are on the field, I love it. I don't know how the young man is off the field. I don't follow him around. It doesn't seem like that has been a knock on him from scouts. It could be. I don't know, but that hasn't come up. What has come up is him being 5'11", you know, the whole route he had to take, him being older, an older quarterback. Is he an elite quarterback? More than likely not. But I don't think teams are shying away from him in later rounds, you know, because of this sort of cockiness. I mean, you just don't – y'all just don't like Stetson Bennett because he probably beat y'all.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. I wouldn't either. Be,
I wouldn't
either. If you had to beat Michigan State, I'd be like, man, don't draft that dude.
I can't stand that guy.
I don't like Michigan guys.
So. I also was thinking, like, I
like Bryce Young because my team beat Bryce
exactly.
Young. I'm just kidding.
I don't think there's been a second incident, right? Just
no,
the one
I'm
where
saying.
He had to say, act like it. But remember, yeah. He's been in college for like 14 years. So
yeah, that too.
You have a lot 40. Of chances to do something dumb.
You have a lot of chances to mess up, and he yeah. really hasn't, but 1 year. So, and to the texter, I mean, if you have more, you know, evidence or anything, let us know, because mm-hmm. I'm only going by the thing that has been reported, and that was the public intoxication. And if there's any other things that are out there, please let us know, and it could change my mind. I don't know, but I'm not saying, you know, but from what I've heard and what I've seen, it hasn't been much other than that one incident.
I think he got arrested for public intoxication. Uh-huh. That's what I think is the only thing. And okay. I'm not going to downplay
Oh,
that.
I'm not
going to
downplay that either. But
also, I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. How many of y'all walked outside?
He got drunk and knocked
bar.
On the wrong door.
Exactly.
I can live with that one. Ben texts into the text line, not Indie Ben, just regular Ben. Mm-hmm. If we aren't shooting for a special quarterback for the future, we may as well keep Ryan. And when Ryan is too old, we can just get a younger version of Ryan. I hope we are looking for a level-up quarterback instead. My interpretation of it, Ryan's your quarterback in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you draft Anthony Richardson, whether you draft Will Levis, things could change. But right now, Ryan Tannehill is your quarterback in 2023. That's exactly what the Titans are, at least what I think, trying to do in this year's draft, is to level up,
mm-hmm.
is to find that quarterback of the future. So in 2024, when you move on from Ryan Tannehill, you've got your quarterback of the future that you drafted in 2023 that sat on the bench and learned the offense for the entirety of the season.
And he could be Will Levis up.
Will level up.
Yes.
Will Levis up. The crowd goes wild. Hayden from Springfield says, what happens when the Titans move up to 3, get the guy they want, and then they're a bust? We just wasted 3 to 4 years developing a guy that busts, then we have no future picks to get a new guy because we gave everything up for him. No thanks.
If that thought process was how teams operated every year, no one would have a quarterback. No one would have a quarterback, or at least quarterbacks wouldn't be drafted as high as they have been in recent years. So sometimes you just have to take a leap of faith and believe what you're seeing on film. And if you interviewed a guy, believe what you are hearing, and then you make your pick based upon that. You can't see with your eyes all this great stuff, and then when you interview them, there's great things coming out. But then, well, not, a lot of these guys really don't work out, so I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna draft them. I'm not gonna give up a first or a second to move up to get that guy. If that was the case, then there would be a lot of these quarterbacks wouldn't get drafted in the first round, especially Anthony Richardson. He would be more like a fifth or sixth round pick. But you can't operate like that. You got to trust what you see, trust the information that you're getting from your scouts and everything else, and make a sound decision based on that.
And to the texter's point, what happens if that happens? If you move up to number 3 and that quarterback's a bust, then you lose games. Mike Vrabel and Rand Carthon both get fired.
And you just got to start over.
And then you move forward. Is it ideal? No,
mm-mm.
It's not. Absolutely not. But
more teams than not do that. What that texture is saying, more mm-hmm. teams than not, that happens to them.
Coming up next, this is something that I started last year. I went back to 2018 and graded the final mock drafts from 5 NFL draft gurus. So I did that for last year's draft. We will see who was the best mock drafter and use that to see which mock draft we should use, the final mock draft that we should use as our Bible for draft night. And we'll do that coming up next. Caroline Willie DeMays, 1025, 1063 The Game.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.